Hello, my Believer Creators. Welcome to Believer Creator Radio. This is Rob Malone. Thank you so much for tuning in to Believer Creator Radio, where it is my goal, my mission, my vision in life to have the most unprofessional podcast on the internet. So I have one question for you, Believer Creators. Are you ready to rumble? So today I want to talk about persuasion. And basically, the better you get at persuasion, the better your life is. Now, some people say, oh, you're manipulating. Well, maybe. But I don't know that manipulation is necessarily a bad thing if you have good intentions, right? You manipulate your fingers to pick something up. Not necessarily bad, but a Boston Strangler manipulated his fingers to kill people, right? So it depends on the intention, but persuasion is huge. And I'm telling you what, there is a ton of information out there on persuasion. You could drive yourself crazy. One of the most referenced sources is influenced by Dr. Robert Cialdini. And it's a great read. I certainly suggest you read it. But I'm going to simplify something for you. And I'm going to talk to you about today the five key components of being a master persuader. And I can tell you that in my personal experience, I have tried so many different things to persuade people, right? To close a sale. Statistics, case studies, testimonials. And the problem is all these things, and almost all of us do this, we all focus on the logic. We're trying to present a logical argument. Worst thing you can do, because that's not how our brain works. An excellent book I'm going to recommend that you read is The Marshmallow Test, and I don't remember the author off the top of my head, but it does an outstanding job of explaining how the brain works and how he makes decisions. I believe the author was like Walter Mischel or something like that. But it's called The Marshmallow Test. And that's definitely great, because that gives you an understanding of the brain. I'm just going to tell you from a layman's perspective how this all works. When we make a decision, the part of our brain with the amygdala is what activates. And the amygdala is what controls our emotion. So when somebody makes a decision, it is an emotional-based thing. Then that brain activity travels from the amygdala to the prefrontal cortex, and that is the logical part of our brain. So we make the decision emotionally, and then we justify it logically after, this is key, after we've made the decision. So if you're going to be a master persuader, you have to understand how to engage the emotional part of the brain. And I struggled with this. I read a ton of books on persuasion and still couldn't really get it down. And then I came across a book called The One Sentence Persuasion Course. And I believe the author of that was Blair Warner. And he broke it down to five key components, and he basically has a little saying. It says, people will do anything for someone who can encourage their dreams, justify their failures, allay their fears, confirm their suspicions, and help them throw rocks at their enemies. So we have encourage dreams, justify failures, allay fears, confirm suspicions, throw rocks at enemies. And the best example I have seen of this that really shows each aspect is Barack Obama's campaign as president. Now, please do not misinterpret this. I am not saying that he got elected because he persuaded people. Actually, I am saying that. He got elected because he persuaded people. What I'm saying is that's not necessarily a bad thing, right? You have to persuade people. But think about this guy. He was a two-term senator, right? He hadn't even served his full 6 years yet. He'd only been a U.S. senator for 6 years. He really had no significant achievement before that time. He was an African-American, which, you know, people are saying, you know, that's almost impossible for African-American to get elected in the United States. And yet he was able to, you know, take down Senator McCain, who ran a horrible campaign. But besides the point, still, from a logical standpoint, because McCain was fairly moderate, but from a logical standpoint, right, it would seem that McCain would have been the better candidate just based on his experience alone. All right. But here is the thing. So when we talk about, you know, the five components, and when we look at Barack Obama's campaign, so encourage your dreams. He had a great tagline, hope and change. Awesome, right? Because he doesn't tell you what the hope and change is going to be. You're going to fill that part in. You hope for something. There's a change you want. And when he says hope and change, you complete it. So he's encouraging the dreams of people, you know, giving them hope and the change that they're looking for. Justify their failures, right? So people don't like to be accountable. When you're accountable for your actions, all right, when you say, oh, it's my fault, I did it, it was my problem, I'm where I'm at because of my actions, right? You're being accountable and you're putting the blame squarely on you, and people generally don't like that. So you have to justify their failures. So the Obama campaign was, the government has failed you. Big business has failed you. Healthcare has failed you, right? It's not your fault. These entities have failed you. So justifying their failures. Allay their fears, right? It's going to be different. We're going to have affordable health care. We're going to have an improved economy. We're going to have transparency in government. You don't need to be afraid anymore. Confirm their suspicions. Republicans are pro-big business, right? I've always thought that. Sure, they are. You're right, Barack. They let the economy melt down. Well, guys, 2008, woo, you know, right? They don't care about you. All they care about is making their pockets fatter. And look at the world. It hates us. It hates us, right? So these are all things you've been suspicious of. Well, he just confirmed them, and then throw rocks at their enemy. It's George Bush's fault. He wrote that one for years. You know, it's George Bush's fault. Maybe. I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm not saying it was. I'm saying it's, let's look at the genius of the campaign. He hit all five components of persuasion masterfully. So you don't have to have all five. Probably you need three of the five to sway people. You definitely have to have encourage their dreams. I think that is essential in any persuasion. And then from there, you can, I would say the next important one would be justify their failures. And then from there, either, you know, allay their fears, confirm their suspicions, or throw rocks at their enemies. Probably throw rocks at the enemies would be the third most powerful one. So even if you can master encourage the dreams, justify their failures, and throw rocks at their enemies, or create a common enemy, is the second thing, which is just as effective as throwing rocks at their enemies, create a common enemy, right? You see in politics all the time, the common enemy of the Democrats is the Republican. The common enemy of the Republicans is the Democrats, okay? So those are the major components. Pick one and just start working on that, and then add the, just keep mastering the next one. And before you know it, probably in 6 months to a year, if every day you just work on one of those five components, you will become a master persuader. So I blew my 7-minute goal. We're at 8.5 minutes now. So I'm going to sign off. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Rob Malone with Creator Believer Radio, and wishing you a wonderful day. Go out and crush it and carpe diem.